present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second visit to the North Kent coast in the town of Margate. Yay! The jewel in the crown. What a terrific TV series that was. The coast around Margate is popular with bird watchers. Each September sees the great southward movement of migrating flocks of Canada geese, as well as redwing, blackbird and robins. Recent years have seen the arrival around the town of large numbers of bearded tits. Or as they're known here, hipsters. Before its fashionable revival, Margate suffered high rates of deprivation and unemployment. In 2012, there were 7,000 people claiming benefits here. But with an influx of 500 full-time potters, artists and writers, that makes 7,500. Unlike most of the rest of England, this part of Kent, known as the Isle of Thanet, has retained a selective secondary education system, and its schools send a surprising number of students to Oxford and Cambridge. None. Margate's famous Shell Grotto has its walls and roof covered in elaborate decorations of shells, covering 2,000 square feet. It was constructed around 1835 by Mary Anning, who inspired the tongue twister She Sells Seashells on the Seashore. Mary found herself lumbered with 4 million seashells when she realised that the worst business plan ever was selling seashells by the seashore. In 1911, the Margate impresario, George Sanger, was brutally murdered by a disgruntled employee called Herbert Cooper. Consumed by remorse, Cooper tried to kill himself by laying on the newly opened railway line. After 3 hours, he realised all trains were cancelled, regained his senses and set off to walk home. What a stroke of luck that he was then run over by the replacement bus service. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Andy Hamilton. And on my right, Timbrel Taylor and Tony Hawks. And getting ready to enjoy some action on the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the difference in meaning between the words canopy and awning. Well, an awning is a sheet of canvas or other material stretched on a frame and used to keep the sun or rain off a shop window or doorway, whereas a canopy is a tinned liquid found in bus shelters. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Barry, you could start.
Margate. Scandal involving Andrew Marr.
Tim.
Nudity. Song I've just written.
Tony.
Filipino. Brian Eno's brother.
Andy.
Fibrillate. To pass on something that was said by Boris Johnson.
Distillery. What Trump did to Mrs. Clinton.
Aromatic. Automatic crossbow.
Jigsaw. Too much country dancing.
offset a regulatory body that inspects badgers. Broccoli in a badger-like fashion.
Nutcase, scrotum.
Brittany, a bit like Britain.
Onomatopoeia, incontinence during a yoga class.
OK, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs now in the round called Pick Up Song. These days, rare vinyl commands a fortune at auction. The holy grail for collectors is the Man in Black's country album recorded in his loft. Cash in the attic. Samantha will spin the discs. Each of you should sing along to your records, teams, until Samantha turns the volume down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean a frankly nauseating exercise in futile self-aggrandizement. What do points mean?
Prizes!
This week's prize is the latest development in the world of pudding dehumidifiers. It's this crumble dryer. OK, Andy, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Chaz and Dave singing their hit song, Margate.
Well, I've been working hard to reach my target, to earn a few bob for a freight trip down to Margate.
I'm going to blow the lot tomorrow and all my family. We catch the coach today, so don't be late. We're off to see the sea. All right, will you, Grandad? Come on, we're going down to Margate. Don't forget your buckets of spades and cozzies and all. Down to Margate, we'll have a pillar to jelly deals of the cockle stall. Down to Margate, we'll go on the pier and we'll have a beer aside the sea. Down to Margate, you can keep the Costa Brava until you mate, I'd rather have a day down.
I'd rather have a day down.
Thank you, Andy, and thank you, the people of Margate, for joining in. Why you wanted to associate yourself with that. Okay, you're next, Barry. I'd like you to accompany Manfred Mann singing Doo Wah Diddy.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing
Doo Wah Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet. Singing do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-go. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me. Singing do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. Holding my hand just as natural as can be. Singing do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed it.
I knew we was falling in love.
In fairness, the clocks went back during that. So. You now, Tim, would you accompany the Black Eyed Peas singing Shut Up?
Shut up, just shut up, shut up. 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 We're trying to make it slow, but we're still losing control. And we're trying to make it work, but it still ends up the worst. And I'm crazy for trying to be your lady. I think I'm going crazy. Girl, me and you were just fine, you know. We went and dined, did them things that couples do when in love, you know. Walks down the beach and stuff, you know. Things that lovers say and do. I love you,
me too.
Boo, I love
miss
you.
I miss you a lot, I miss you even more. That's why.
Thank you, Tim, finally, would you, Tony, please accompany Spanish band Las Ketchup singing the Ketchup song.
Friday night is party time, feeling ready, looking fine, viene de la rumba y ando. With the magic in his eyes, checking every girl in sight, grooving like he does the mambo. And he's a man, Alina Disco, playing sexy, feeling hotter, he's a king, balanda, ritmo, raga, tanga. And the DJ Neri knows well on the spot, a wizard around the taste and mixer, makes a catalani salsa. Y la baila, and he dances, y la canta. A sara he, ha, da he, da he, vini, we go to bed, for Nova, Mahavi, and the Yogan, and the beauty, the peep. A sara he, ha, da he, da he, we do the case, in the for Nova, Mahavi, and the boogie, and the beauty, the peep. A sara he, da, ba he. Heavy, heavy, do I sound that mono? Heavy, and the boogie, and the boogie, and the boogie. I say, right here, da, 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 boogie, and the boogie, and the boogie, and the boogie. I say, right here.
You could at least try, Tony. Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This is a variation on the old TV favourite, Give Us a Clue, the show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. Panto stalwart Lionel is gearing up for another Christmas season. His role last year was wishy-washy, and that was one of the better reviews. Tim and Tony, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The Philadelphia Story. The Philadelphia Story.
It's a film.
Oh, film.
And it's three words, and it goes like this.
Once upon a time, far, far away,
there was a spreadable cheese.
Is that it?
Well, I've
got it, but I'm going to hand over to Andy.
This must be the Philadelphia Story.
Oh. Yeah. Your turn, Barry and Andy, and your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Goodfellas. Goodfellas.
It's a film, and it's one word, and it goes rather like this. Now, I want you chaps to cut down these trees. See? Think you can do it?
Oh, yes, we're excellent lumberjacks.
The end.
The end.
Is it something to do with fell? Yeah.
Something fell?
fell, I don't know, a film with fell in. Fell, fellas.
Yes!
Good fellas. Yes. Good fellas.
Good, OK. Well, now it's quiz time, and we're lucky this week to be able to bring you the radio version of the popular afternoon TV quiz show, The Chase. Players have joined forces to form a team of four who will answer a series of questions and try to outsmart and outrun the chaser to win big money prizes. And here's the chaser herself. Will you welcome, please, Anne Hegarty? Anne, welcome to our show.
No, Jack, I think you'll find that's welcome to my show.
Well, whatever you say, Anne. So, how long have you been a chaser?
7 years, ever since I retired as a cage fighter.
Yes. Well, the teams have already done their cash builder and they've scored a total of £8,000. So, if they want to take a step closer to home, you'll offer them...
£1,000.
And if they want to take a step closer to the chaser, you'll offer them...
£37 million and a pack of the Hobnobs.
Wow, Hobnobs. So how do you rate the team?
Well, they seem to have quite a wide range of ignorance. I think my main threat will come from Barry, ever since I pinned him down in a friendly bout outside the Moon and Sixpence in Hatch End.
Right, everyone's in position, so let's see if you can outrun the chaser. On your marks, get set. So it's a 1 mile course, and that's it. 1 mile. So, Colin.
I could murder a hobnob.
Team, you have been beaten by the chaser, and for you, the chase is over. Anne Hegarty, thank you.
My pleasure.
Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I notice we've been deluged by a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, Dear Whispering Bob Harris, pardon? Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. On with the round, teams, and in tribute to Margate's proud maritime history, this week we'll be playing the nautical version of the game. And as you'd expect, tacking is only permitted in open water, and players will be set adrift if they attempt an unintentional luff. Starboard moves are permissible only at the discretion of the harbour master, and port should be passed to the left. And remember, in this version, shipping areas are tactical nodes.
Tactical nodes?
Yes. Tim, you can start.
Oh, North at Tira.
Viking.
Yeah.
I'll pass the port, I think, and go Biscay.
I'll go Dogger.
Just like the rest of Margate.
I think, wasn't that an unintentional luff?
No.
No, it wasn't, because I said it and I got the luff.
Lundy.
Seoul.
That's a starboard move.
No, that's quite... Weren't you listening, Tony? I did explain.
No.
Shannon.
Hebrides.
Very good. See, some people who really appreciate the game.
Yes, quite. You're lucky because, you know, these people have got to be up very early to dig out their lugworms or whatever they do. So let's get on with it.
Cromarty.
Oh, boy.
Fast nets.
Fitzroy.
Fair Isle.
Am I the only one who's thinking, how is this going to end?
Bailey.
Humber. Yeah. Humber?
Yeah. So,
yeah, Humber. 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 Mm-hmm.
Yes, we heard.
Portland.
Portland?
Yeah.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah.
Well, the next round is called Complete Children's Jokes. Now, children famously use comedy as a defence mechanism against bullies, which is why Tim spent most of his school days on a coat hook suspended by his underpants. And my kids were always trying out jokes around the house with anyone who'd listen. One I remember went like this. Knock, knock. Who's there? HMRC. Daddy says he's out. In this round, team, you'll hear the first part of jokes written by children, and your job is to try to guess the punchline. They're all genuine jokes collected on the webpage Kids Write Jokes. OK, so, Tim, here's the first one for you.
What's green and hangs off trees?
Green and hangs off trees. An unripe elephant.
What's here the answer?
Giraffe.
Giraffe.
close.
Here's one for you, Barry.
What do you call an astronaut that farts?
Antisocial.
And the answer?
A fartinaut.
Andy?
What is funny and has eight legs?
Crystal Palace's back four.
And the answer?
A clown.
Are these children on drugs?
They're not making it easy, are they? Tony, another one for you.
What's a fish with no eyes?
A consequence of underfunding for the Environment Agency.
What's a fish with no eyes? Dead.
Back to you, Tim. How about this one?
What has three eyes, six legs and two noses?
An Aldi meat pie.
Try the answer. Let's see the answer.
A cycloscope with a man wearing an animal suit breeding.
They're too good.
This is because they're kids. They're allowed to get away with this crap.
The annoying thing is they'll be on the panel next week.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. Barry, how about this one?
How do you lose 4 pounds?
Park in Margate.
Cut your head off.
This is a sad indictment of today's childhood. Andy, one for you.
What is a monkey what's drunk?
What is a monkey what's drunk? A problem for the organ grinder.
Alcoholic.
We'll overlook the grammar, I think. And finally, Tony.
What do you get when you cross a T-Rex and a chicken?
A very surprised chicken.
What do you get when you cross a T-Rex and a chicken? Nothing but death.
What?
Yep, children are our future.
Okay, well, here are some for any of you to have a go at.
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Visually impaired.
What do you call a deer with no eyes? I don't know.
Okay.
I want these kids' addresses.
Well, legally, we can't let you have that, Andy. How about this one?
What do you say when something can't fly?
Bloody Ryanair.
Can't it fly yet?
Oh, they got us again! Those pesky kids. How about this one?
There were two fish in a tank, and one of the fish said...
You don't remember me, do you?
There were two fish in a tank, and one of the fish said... Do you know how to drive this thing? Because the fish are driving the tank in a war.
All right, Andy, just stop noting these down with your pen. A couple more, let's just hear them.
Roses are red, violets are red.
I think you must be colourblind.
The answer.
Roses are red, violets are red, tulips are red, bushes are red, trees are red. Oh God, my garden's on fire.
That's a good joke.
All right, yeah. Finally,
What do you call a middle-aged, sad, grey-haired woman?
Prime Minister.
A teacher.
Well, never too young to be sexist.
Yeah. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to fit in a quick round of unexciting film club. Samantha tells me she's been enjoying a quieter life since she moved to the coast and set up her own boat hire business. She says one of her best clients is a thrusting young fishing boat captain from Margate. Last week, she gave him several large tugs. This week, it was just a little tender. In this round, teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest the titles of films likely to prove popular with an audience who like their movies as uninteresting as possible. So you can start this one, Tim.
Room with a View of Ramsgate.
Barry.
The Texas Chain Store Manager.
Andy.
Everything you wanted to know about socks, but were afraid to ask.
Tony.
Conan the Librarian.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Commerce.
A streetcar named Not in Service.
Being John Major.
Dial M for maintenance.
Bridge on the River Y.
Debbie Does Salad.
Cardigans of the Galaxy.
Bring Me the Shed of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the tipsy tourist of time totters into the temperamental tattooists of eternity, and the ill-advised farage of fate is indelibly inked onto the arse cheek of existence, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself and our audience in Margate, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Andy Hamilton, Tibrook Taylor and Tony Hawks have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.